Morning Crew Showbiz Goss with Peter Ford.
For Prestige Jayco, take a virtual tour of the range at prestigejayco.com.au.
Morning, Pete. Well, it seems like every celebrity under the sun has come out and given support to Joe Biden, but it doesn't look like it's quite as much as what they'd hoped.
No, and all those polls that said it was going to be like a landslide for Joe Biden, and look, it probably looks like he is going to get across the line, but only just. You know, it's odd, isn't it? Like literally every major star in the world saying vote for Joe Biden, and it didn't, you know, quite happen like they thought it was going to. Yeah. I mean, Trump didn't have any real celebrity support base at all. He had Chachi from Happy Days,
yes.
And he had Sylvester Stallone's brother. So, yeah. I mean, literally,
yeah.
he had Kanye West,
yeah.
And then he ended up going rogue and doing his own thing, so
yeah.
He had nobody. And yet all the other stars, you know, for all their demands that you must vote this way, it didn't have a massive impact.
And there was Kirstie Alley as well. She said, I like that he's not a politician, he's just an entertainment guy and he really gets us. And then she bagged and, didn't end well for her.
And well, I feel sorry for those Melania body doubles. They're probably going to be out of a job now.
God. And what about Pete this morning too? We were talking about the fact that Kanye was on Twitter saying he didn't even know if Kim had voted for him. He was going, he videoed himself voting for himself. And he's going, I don't think my wife voted for me. That's pretty sad.
Well, he got 60,000 votes was his total, but he reckons he's coming back again in 2024.
Aww.
But, you know, it was always guaranteed that this was going to end ugly, and it looks like it's going to. You know, it's like some telly movie that's unfolding. But I reckon Trump will go back on television again.
Yeah.
We know that he's kept very in with Mark Burnett, the producer, packager of The Apprentice. So, you know, don't think for one second he's just going to disappear and you're never going to see him again. He's probably going to be in your face more than ever.
Terrific. Now, Ben Cousins has been paid for something. This story's emerged today. What's that?
Yeah, well, you know, thinking back to the beginning of the year, we had the Ben Cousins interview, which was quite controversial because in some of it he looked like he was off his face, and you really question whether you should be filming somebody in that state. But as part of ongoing issues that he's got with his ex-partner in Perth, it was revealed in court yesterday that he was paid $100,000 for that interview. Now, we were told at the time he was paid. There was never a secret about that. And we were also told that it went to a trust fund, which it did. I mean, it's not responsible to give a junkie $100,000 cash to go and play with. So it did go into a trust fund. But they had also said it was a moderate amount. So I guess everything's relative, isn't it? But I would have thought, to me, if you said a moderate amount, I would have probably thought about 30 to 40,000.
Yeah, agreed. Mm. And it looks like Carols by Candlelight's going ahead, but with a difference this year.
Yeah, definitely going ahead. This, of course, the big one on Christmas Eve, such a tradition. But a few weeks ago, I told you they had a plan B, a plan C, and a plan D, just depending on what they could and couldn't do. Now, one of those plans was that it would proceed from the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl, but without a live audience. And that is what they're now going to do. So you won't see the cute shots of the baby falling asleep and the young kid holding up the candle and all those very predictable things. Now, they might use a bit of CGI and we might, you know, create the look of a sea of candles out there, because it might be a bit sad if they take shots of all the empty rows of seats. You know, I know we had a taste of that with the grand final when we had Mike Brady at the empty MCG, and I thought it was quite poignant to do it for a couple of minutes, but you wouldn't want to do it, you know, for 3 hours.
Pete, like the football where they go into people's homes that are barracking, why don't they select so many Aussie families? It's Christmas Eve, there's bound to be some sherry going down, shenanigans, you know what I mean?
I reckon they will. Yeah. I reckon they will do that stuff and have, like, you know, Zoom people in their homes singing along.
I'm glad the carols are going ahead. No, that'll be a good night.